evergreens. Grady Phelps penetrates. Phelps in the lane. Left wing, Marcus McDonald. Back out top, Kharji Cooper. Right wing side to Lang. Lang works around the screen. Open three. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Preby for DCE. Back up court. Now come the evergreens. Edwards moves it left. With it is Honor, 21 feet from the basket. Honor back out top to Edwards. Edwards, Studeman, left wing side. Bennett Matson on the defense for the Warriors. Looking baseline is Studeman. Staying in front is Bennett Matson. Lob down low. Truex moves it right corner. Three-pointer is blocked. Hand on it by Cooper. Getting it back is Honor, who lays it up and in. Back to a nine-point game. Into the lane, Kharji Cooper. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. But after the Warriors had cut the nine-point halftime deficit to one, Everest on a bit of a run makes it 45-36, 11-10 to go. Miles Waldvogel in, Jackson Riley in as well for Wausau West. Warriors will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Down low, Bennett Matson on the block. Matson, little three-footer, rolls off, no good. Studeman will grab that board for DCE. Into the front court, Edwards gives it to Studeman. Left-hand side, Honor. Excuse me, that is actually Felch. Felch back to Edwards. Now Honor, right wing side. Honor dribbles with the left hand. Honor to the right elbow. Right wing side, Studeman, right corner. Cohen Preby. Preby in the right corner, Studeman. Studeman dribbles, moves it left wing to Edwards. Edwards, 20 feet from the basket. Edwards backs in. Now top of the key, Studeman. Patience in the half court again for Everest. Right wing side, Honor. Honor, 24 feet from the basket. Honor into the lane. Right wing side, Edwards. Edwards dribbles his way near the top of the key. Edwards backs it up. Edwards moves it left. Cohen Preby. Preby in front of the DC Everest bench. Preby dribbles, moves it right. Edwards, another three. That one rattled out. That was halfway down. Rebound grab by Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel to McDonald. McDonald to the hole. McDonald misses the shot. And a foul coming up on the Warriors in the battle for the rebound. Marcus McDonald will get called for the foul. Coach Nate Lemons having a conversation. One of the nice things about being where I'm broadcasting, I can actually hear what the coach is talking about as opposed to at the field house where I'm up in the crow's nest. So now Everest with 10:05 to go has a chance to push the lead back to double figures. Xavier Edwards will work his way up court. Now gets double team. Edwards to the timeline. Boy, you got to be close to a 10, and there it is. Good defense by the Warriors, forcing the turnover. And the ball back over to West. Warriors need another run. They had one at the start of this half. Now again, down by 9, 45-36, under 10 minutes to go. Right wing side, Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles, moves it left. Ball is tipped, goes out of bounds off of the evergreens. Warriors are inbounded. Far sideline from where I'm broadcasting from. Over the timeline comes Kharji Cooper. Cooper hands it off to Waldvogel. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley. Riley into the lane. Stops, hits the cutter. Kharji goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Kharji Cooper with the basket. Back to a seven-point game and a whistle after the play. Officials are going to get together. Well, actually, nope. Not sure what the issue is. Basket is good for Kharji Cooper. Kharji now has 12. 45-38. Everest will inbound. Inbounded to Xavier Edwards. Edwards gets double teamed in the backcourt. Edwards gets it ahead. Cade Felch. Felch works his way to the timeline. Felch, pass ahead. Ball nearly stolen, but grabbed by Studeman. Right-hand side, Preby. Preby penetrates. Preby to the hole. Misses the running banker. Rebound to Bennett Matson. Gives it off to Griffin Lang. Pushing it up court, says the coach. Now with it is Kharji Cooper. Cooper back to Lang. Lang, 23 feet from the basket. Lang, bounce pass, left-hand side. Jackson Riley. Riley down the lane to the basket, lays it up and in. What a finish by Jackson Riley. He has 4 points. Warriors back to, oh, stolen! Lang to the hole. No foul! Oh, the coach is livid. Again, Lang getting nothing here tonight. The steal looked like a layup. No foul. Cade Felch, three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a foul coming up, I think, on the Evergreens. But Coach Lemon is saying he got hit on the elbow, holding his hands to his head. He can't believe there was no call on that drive to the hole by Griffin Lang. But 45-40, Warriors down by five, 8:30 to go, west into the forecourt. Right wing side, Kharji Cooper. Cooper moves it left wing side. Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles to the right wing. Wahlvogel still pounds the hard one. Wahlvogel left hand side to Cooper. Cooper now into the lane. Cooper had it stripped, and again, no call. Into the forecourt comes Everest. With it is Xavier Edwards. Boy, oh boy. Normally you reach in, you're going to get a piece of flesh. And that time it looked like some flesh again, but no call was made. Posting up Studeman. Studeman in the right corner. Studeman working against Bennett Matson. Studeman into the lane. Studeman up, turns, hits from 3 feet away. Just putting his shoulder down and working his way in with Studeman. 47-40, Evergreen, 7:40 to go. Out top, Griffin Lang gives it over to Jackson Riley. Left-hand side, three-pointer for Wahlvogel. Hits it! Miles Wahlvogel with the triple, and quickly a timeout call by the Warriors. Back to a four-point game, 47-43. Back in a minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Got ourselves a good one here at the Everest Fieldhouse tonight. 7:31 to go, four-point game. Everest 47, Warriors 43. Pressure again being shown in the backcourt. Xavier Edwards has it knocked away. Ball is out of bounds, off of Edwards. Kharji Cooper and Miles Wahlvogel there to team up and get the turnover. And now West a chance to make it a two-point game or a one-point game. Griffin Lang will inbound it here for West. Lang looking. Gets it in. Left-hand side, McDonald. McDonald works his way near the top of the key. Rotated right wing side, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles. Moves it left-hand side, McDonald. McDonald gets bumped. Moves it right wing side to Cooper. Cooper into the lane. Cooper to the hole. Cooper had it partially blocked, and a foul is not called again. And the coach still unhappy. Into the forecourt comes Xavier Edwards for the Evergreens. Edwards, left wing, 21 feet from the basket. Edwards dribbles. And again, Everest has been very patient. They've run their offense very well here tonight. Left-hand side, Studeman. Studeman working against Matson. Boy, there's been quite a battle between those two here tonight. In the lane, Studeman. Good defense by Bennett. Fade away, no good. Rebound is tipped and grabbed by Cooper. It was a good shot by Studeman. Good defense by Bennett Matson. Warriors still down by four. Out top, Lang. Left-hand side, Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel into the lane. Goes to the basket. Yes! Lays it up and in. Two-point game. 47-45. 6:23 to go. Into the forecourt, breaking the pressure of the Evergreens, laid up and in by Vander Truex. They have not done well against the Warrior pressure, but that time they broke it cleanly. 49-45, 6:08 to go. Right wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald bobbles it, gets it off to Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel down the lane. Wahlvogel goes up, ball is blocked, but a foul called on Studeman. This time it's Studeman who doesn't like the call. And in fact, the play is right in front of me. I'm about 10 feet away from the end line here where the Warriors are coming. I've seen a lot more that was not called than that in the second half. I think Studeman may have had a point there. But in the end, Warriors have not got many calls here tonight. So Miles Wahlvogel, free throw is too strong, no good. Miles has 6 points in the game. 6 minutes even to go. Trying to pull West to within three. Hits it. 49-46, Evergreens. Warriors again will set up pressure. Inbounded. Taken by Cohen Preby. Preby had a little push, and they're going to call a block on Miles McDonald Marcus McDonald. Cohen Preby was using his offhand to try to get some distance. Marcus, I don't think, did anything wrong on that play, and that's a big fault because that's number four on McDonald. Cohen Preby will take the inbound pass. Preby bobbles it right in his grill is Karji Cooper. Crossing the timeline now is Preby again, and the coach is screaming at the official. He saw Cohen Preby with his off arm again push off. Left-hand side, Studeman. Studeman looking down low. Posting up is Truex. Truex on the block. Tipped away. Miles Wahlvogel got a hand on it, but getting it back are the Evergreens. Out top, Felch. Felch right wing side to Preby. Preby looking down low, Studeman. Studeman posting up against Bennett Matson. Now dribbling again is Studeman. Gets it out top, Preby. Open for a three, hits it. Cohen Preby has been quiet tonight, but that was a massive shot. 6 points for the outstanding senior. 52-46 Everest, 5:05 to go. Right-hand side, Karji Cooper. Cooper near the free throw line. Right wing side, Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles. Wahlvogel moves it left. Taken there by Karji Cooper. Cooper penetrates. Cooper inside. Good pass to Phelps. Phelps has it stripped. Goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off of... Now they're going to have a conversation. They initially said it was going to go to Everest, but I think it should stay here with the Warriors. And it's going to stay with the Warriors. They got it right. They had the conversation. Jackson Riley back in for West. 4:51 to go. 52-46, Everest with the lead. Looking to inbound is Griffin Lang. Gets it down low. Bennett Matson. Matson working against... Oh! Felch got a hand on. Working against Kate Felch. Good defensive play by Felch. Got a piece of that shot, and Everest gets it back. Preby gets it out top, Studeman. Right wing side to Felch. Felch has been very quiet. He had 29 in the first meeting between these teams. Out top with it is Truex. Left wing side, Cohen Preby. Preby looks down low. Studeman. Studeman again working against Bennett Matson. Studeman in the lane. Turns, fires, and rolls down. 8 points for Studeman. What a job Bennett Matson's done against the bigger Studeman, but that time he got the roll. 54-46. Pass is deflected, and then the referee grabbed it before it went out of bounds. But it will stay with the Warriors. Right now, a huge possession for the Warriors. They need a basket right here. Down by 8 with 4:07 to go. Inbounded, taken by Jackson Riley. Riley into the lane. Good look. Phelps. Phelps misses the layup. Rebound tipped up twice, and the rebound's grabbed by Kate Felch. Felch will bring it up court now for DCE. 3:53 to go. Moved right, taken there by Xavier Edwards. Edwards, and you know that Everest is going to be willing to milk if they can. Pass inside, tipped away, out of bounds, off the Warriors. Warriors have three team fouls, so they can be aggressive. And a timeout call by Everest. 3:43 to go. 54-46 Evergreens. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Minutes and 43 seconds to go in regulation. DC Everest 54, Wausau West 46. Warriors right now second place in the Valley at 6-2, but cannot afford a loss if they want to try and catch Marshfield for at least a share of the conference championship. Out top, Felch moves it off to Cohen Preby. Now Studeman, right-hand side. I would not be surprised to see the Evergreens try to spread it out a little. Inside to Edwards, kicks it back right wing side. Now out top, Preby. Preby, 22 feet from the basket. Edwards, right wing side. Edwards dribbles, swings it out top. Taken there by Vander Truex. Truex back on the right wing side to Preby. Preby dribbles, again, using that offhand. That's a dangerous play. Inside Edwards. Edwards goes up. Ball is swatted. And a foul is called on Karji Cooper. Boy, oh boy, again. Again, I don't mean to ride it, but when you face a good team on the road, sometimes you need a break or two. Warriors have had no breaks here tonight. Every call that's been 50-50 seems to have gone against them. So now Xavier Edwards, who has 28 points, make it 29 as he makes the first free throw. One more free throw to come. Back bracket no good. Rebound grab by Jackson Riley. 55-46. Back to the 9-point lead that Everest had at halftime. 3:04 to go. Griffin Lang in the forecourt. Gives it off to Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel between the circles. Moves it left. Now left corner, Jackson Riley. Riley looks baseline. Moves right wing side. Wahlvogel. Open three. Hits it. Big three for Miles Wahlvogel. 10 points for Miles. 9 in the half. Back to a 6-point game. 55-49. Edwards throws it over the top, but a good grab made. Oh, this picked. Jackson Riley picks Preby, and Preby will be called for a foul, and the Warriors will head to the bonus. A pass that nearly was thrown over the head of Preby. He was able to grab it, but there, right at that moment, was Jackson Riley to knock it away and get the steal, and they get pushed and fouled by Cohen Preby. Free throws are massive right now. It's team foul number 7, 1-1 for Jackson Riley. Free throw. Rolled around and dropped in. A lot of rim, but nice soft touch. Earns the bonus, and now a chance for the Warriors to get back to within 4. Boy, it was looking bleak at 9 just a few seconds ago. Second free throw good as well. 55-51, back to a 4-point game. Pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded, taken by Cohen Preby, and again he's using that off arm. Preby, left-hand side, Felch. Right wing side, Edwards. Edwards. Warriors have 14 fouls. They have a couple to give. They can be aggressive defensively. Out top, Xavier Edwards. Edwards between the circles. Edwards looking to penetrate. Right wing, Preby. Preby for three, hits it. Massive three-pointer. We heard from the coach in the pregame show, you get three-pointers, he'll make as many as anybody in the state. And it's now 58-51 Everest, 2:12 to go. Another timeout called. We'll be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Minutes and 12 seconds to go in the second half. Just a massive three-pointer by Cohen Preby before the timeout. Gives Everest the 58-51 lead. Warriors are inbound. Warriors cannot afford any empty trips at this point. Bennett Mattson will work his way up court. Mattson over the timeline. Mattson moves it left-hand side. Miles Wallvogel. Now Riley. Riley near the top of the key. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang to the hole. Lang will be finally fouled. They say that because we've seen a handful of times where he's gone into the lane area, has not got the call here tonight, but now Griffin Lang will get a couple of free throws. That is the fourth personal foul on Vander Truax for DC Everest. First free throw, good. 12 points for Griffin Lang here tonight. One more to come. Second free throw. Good. Every free throw vital. And I'm sure we're going to see DC Everest have to make a few before all is said and done as well. Inbounded. Taken by Preby. Preby into the forecourt. Vander Truax. Back to Preby. Preby near the center circle. Moves it left-hand side. Xavier Edwards. Edwards, 25 feet from the basket. Edwards works his way near the center circle. 1:40 to go. Boy, looks like trying to get a foul with the Warriors, but now Edwards down the lane to the basket, lays it up and in, and he'll be fouled and have a chance for a three-point play. I think the Warriors are trying to take a foul, and the official was not giving it to them. Points tonight for Xavier Edwards for DCE. Seven-point game, and we'll have a chance to make it eight at the stripe. Left-handed free throw is good. 61-53, Evergreens. Back up court come the Warriors. Kharji Cooper, right-hand side, Jackson Riley. Inside to Lang. Lang from 5 feet away came up short. Rebound is grabbed by Kate Felch for DCE, and he'll be fouled by Jackson Riley. Ball back over to the Evergreens. That's team foul number 6 on the Warriors. Warriors will set up pressure in the backcourt. Looking. It's inbounded. Taken by Xavier Edwards. Gives it on the right-hand side to Felch. Felch gets doubled. And now a whistle, and Oliver Drake wants timeout. Timeout. DC Everest. 1:16 to go. 61-53 Evergreens. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A minute 16 to go in the second half. Warriors have come close here in the second half a number of times. Have not been able to completely erase the 9-point deficit Everest had at the intermission. 61-53. Evergreen's with the lead. Warriors are going to need to force a turnover or two. Hope for maybe, excuse me, hope for a missed free throw or two as well from DCE. Inbounded, taken by Cohen Preby. That's not the one you want to foul. Pass it ahead. Studeman, good look to Truax, who lays it up and in. Breaking the pressure expertly that time with the Evergreens. 63-53. Left-hand side, three-pointer, no good for Bennett Matson. Rebound to Edwards. Gets it to Cade Phelps. 55 seconds to go, and it looks like Everest is going to get a regular season sweep of the Warriors. Ball is saved out of bounds off of Everest. So West will get it back with 49.8 seconds to go. Stick around for our postgame. We'll have a chance to talk to the coach, Nate Lemons, about this one. Griffin Lang into the forecourt. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang to the basket. Misses the banker. Rebound grab by Edwards. Gives it off near side to Cohen Preby. Preby will be fouled, and he will head to the stripe with 36.5 seconds to go. So Cohen Preby has been pretty quiet, but boy, when he's stepped up, the three three-pointers he's hit were all massive. Now he has a chance to get into double figures at the free throw line. 1-1. Misses it. Rebound is battled for. A whistle and a foul. This is what the Warriors could use, actually. A chance to get some points without the clock moving. One thing the Warriors do have are timeouts. They'll be able to stop the clock after every basket. Four timeouts remaining for West. One timeout remaining for DC Everest. Preby was called for the foul, his second, and now a 1-1 for the Warriors and Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel's had a good second half. He has 9 points in the half, 10 in the game. Free throw is good. One more to come. Try to get Wausau West back to within eight. Second free throw is good as well. 63-55 Evergreens, 35 seconds to go. Taken by Kate Felch, moves it ahead to Edwards. Edwards into the forecourt, Vander Truax. Truax into the right corner, Studeman. Studeman back out top to Edwards. Edwards moves it left, taken there by Kate Felch. Felch moves it on the right, Studeman. 17 seconds to go. Inside Truax, tip, gets it back. Truax looking baseline. Truax kicks the Preby, and it looks like the Warriors are not going to fall. And DC Everest will begin their celebration, and the Evergreens are going to defeat the Warriors tonight, 63-55. Warriors fall to 14-5. Six-game win streak comes to an end. Wausau West now 6-3 in the Valley. DC Everest back over 500. 10-9 overall, 4-5 in the WVC. 63-55, Everest over West. Our post-game show coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
On Saturday, it's a battle for a potential number one seed in the high school hockey playoffs as the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm play host to the number three-ranked Superior Spartans. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 1:50 and the opening faceoff at 2 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm taking on number three-ranked Superior in girls high school hockey. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 1:50 and the opening faceoff at 2 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Back here at the D.C. Evers High School Fieldhouse where the Warriors fall to the D.C. Evers Evergreens tonight, 63-55. We'll have the scoring in just a few moments, but first, chance to talk to the coach. And, Coach, I guess my impression real fast, and you can take it or leave it, your guys, as they do every night, they kept fighting back. I mean, they kept coming back, 9 points, got back to one, 9 points down to three. Sometimes you need a break or two, and I didn't think you had any breaks here tonight. It was one of those nights where, obviously, Evers did a lot of things good, but, boy, every time it had an opportunity – it felt like the 50-50s kind of went against you tonight.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably a credit to them. But, you know, I just thought that we did things uncharacteristic that we haven't done. So, you know, and that'll be the big talk. Like, oh, my gosh, you're going to guard, you know, Xavier Edwards. Well, we did guard him. We did. He did exactly what we wanted him to do. He took 100 shots to get what he got. But when you turn the ball over to him, he scored 12 points off of layups that we just turned it over and gave it to him. So we got exactly what we wanted. Then we, for some reason, leave Cohen twice on simple overhelps, especially out of the corner, and you give up big threes. So, I mean, I felt like we did exactly what we needed to do as far as take away some of their players and force him to be a perimeter guy, and he was. I don't know how many threes he had, three or four, but he took 100 of them. So, but then in the first half when he was missing them, we weren't getting the offensive rebounds.
That was something that kind of stood out because that's not you guys.
Yeah, and, you know, let's just give them credit. They out-toughed us in the first half. We dug ourselves a hole. We came back. But then you run out of juice. We didn't make shots. We had lots of open looks. Didn't make it. And then we just have forced shots, tough shots around the rim that don't go in, or we just miss shots around the rim. And so we weren't able to keep that consistent pressure on them, which I thought we needed to do. But
it was a night of moments, wasn't it? I mean, you talk about, the couple of the threes that Cohen had. Just moments where you guys had kind of put the pressure on, and then a moment where there's a slight, you know, missed rotation or whatever it may be. Tonight was a lot about moments, wasn't it? Where if you could have got that, maybe that lead in the second half, the game kind of changes.
Yeah, and some of the moments were just can't-happen moments. Like, you can't leave them, and we did a great job on him. I mean, he was gassed. Studeman, Benny just, really, really worked and guarded him. And you know, you can't turn the ball over like you did and give up free layups. And so we haven't done that all year, and we did. But really, in hindsight, it's a hiccup. We lost a basketball game, and give them credit. Always give them credit. The opponent had something to do with it. But our kids fought, and they stayed together, and so we move on to the next one.
And I guess that's the final thing I want to say is that, man, I mean, there were moments, I mean, even at the end of the first half, where it's like, you made the decision, hey, they want to milk it, we're going to let them, and then you get the turnover, get the basket, you come out, get five early points, and then even after they got it back to nine, you came back again. Again, that stick-to-itiveness, and we've seen it before. I mean, obviously, you've had a couple of stubbed toes. You've always had the ability to come back, and obviously when you play, I think, Whitburn on Tuesday, good team, this team has shown that ability, you just have to do it again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good basketball game. What a great high school basketball game. Someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. There's a small margin between winning and losing, and we didn't put the plays in our favor to take that margin tonight, and that's the ultimate thing. Is you want to win, you got to do things to win, and we didn't do those things tonight. But you know, my goodness, if you don't have fun watching our team play, I don't know what your definition of fun is, because I mean they continue to fight and compete.
I'll say this. I kind of like it down here. I like seeing how you work it.
Yeah.
And you were working it tonight.
I didn't work it enough, apparently.
I know. All right. Thanks, Coach. Yeah, appreciate it. Head Coach Nate Lemons of the Warriors. 63-55, Everest over West. Let's look at the scoring. For the Warriors, three players in double digits tonight. Griffin Lang had 13 points, 3 2-pointers, a three-pointer, and he was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. 12 points for Miles Wahlvogel. He had 11 of those points in the second half. Miles had 1 2-pointer, a pair of 3-pointers, and he was 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Also tonight, 12 points for Kharji Cooper. Boy, Kharji really, at moments of this game, was so aggressive and so good in terms of finishing. And again, that's something you love to see. He is a handful for anybody that the Warriors play. Kharji Cooper, 3 2-pointers and a pair of 3-pointers tonight. Also this evening, 6 points for Jackson Riley. He had a pair of 2-point field goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Brady Phelps, 3 2-pointers, 1 for 1 at the stripe. 5 points for Bennett Mattson, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. 13 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, 11 of 13 at the free throw line tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. For the D.C. Evergreens, massive night for Xavier Edwards. 32 points tonight for Edwards. He had 7 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, and 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. That's the only Evergreen in double figures. Cohen Preby had 9 points, 3 3-pointers, 0 for 1 at the stripe. 8 points for Casey Studeman on 4 2-point field goals. Excuse me. 7 points for Vander Truax. 3 baskets, 1 for 2 at the stripe. 3 points for Sam Dassel. He had a 3-point field goal. Basket for 2 points for Luke Honor. And a basket for 2 points for Cade Felch. Boy, Felch nearly at 30 in the first meeting, but tonight held to just 2. 16 two-pointers, 8 3-pointers, 4 out of 8 at the stripe tonight for the D.C. Evergreens. So Warriors are now 14-5 overall. They are 6-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Evergreens 10-9 overall. They are 4-5 in the WVC. Coming up tomorrow, Blue Sports broadcast, Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. The Storm, ranked number 2 in the state, taking on number 3, ranked Superior. We will be at Greenheck Turner Fieldhouse. Pregame at 1:50. Opening faceoff at 2 o'clock. So again, Storm against Superior tomorrow, 1:50, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Athletics, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, final score, D.C. Evers 63, Wausau West 55. I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Time for us to have a short celebration. Minnesota Senate is back in the majority. It's been a kind of a...
Oh-ho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha Wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back to the Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa. Hey, we are here with State Senator Mary Kunish. Great to see you. Just great to have you on and talk about real issues and real things that are going on. We know we talked a little bit about the House victory, and now we have to stay vigilant. And what does that look like as a state senator or people in the state of Minnesota? What can we do?
Well, it's everybody's asking that, like, what can we do? How do we either fight back or protect people that we know are going to be targeted? What I tell them is just to be aware of what's going on around you and what's coming down. All those executive decisions or those things that are coming out of that administration, turning off, the dollars that are coming, that mm-hmm. should be coming to communities. You know, I'm especially concerned in all areas, but, you know, education. We're just wondering, how do we set a budget when we don't know what Trump is going to do as far as discontinuing funds, putting conditions on funds, like this whole DEI thing. And don't get me going on the accident that is DEI is responsible
right.
for. But, you know, the last time he was in this position, he really destroyed so many families, immigrant families.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be kids that went home from school and their parents weren't there. They had been picked up from ICE. And, you know, we hear different stories in different ways about this happening. And so, you know, it's important to recognize that our neighbors are extremely vulnerable, just like we saw So many of our, you know, tribal members, especially down south, were being detained by ICE because they have brown skin. And so now everybody has to carry their tribal ID on top of their, you know, American, you know, it's almost like you have to carry your birth certificate, your tribal ID, your social security number. I mean, it's like under siege. They're under siege. And so what we can do is pretty much just take care of each other and look out for each other. At the Capitol, we're trying to anticipate some of the things that might happen. There are hospitals and clinics that have had been doing gender affirming care across the country that have quietly stopped doing that because they're afraid of what will happen. Schools that have had to train their staff and families about visits from ICE at school, or what should happen if a parent were taken and those kids are left in a very vulnerable situation. It feels so incredibly scary because, you know, you can say, well, it's all smoke and mirrors, and, you know, he's doing this over here, and he said he's going to do that, but nah, he's not going to do that. Yeah, he's going to do that. And that's what we have to plan for, is the worst case scenario. So I have people coming to me all the time, like wanting grants and wanting legislation that's going to cost dollars. And I have to tell them, I don't think I can do anything because we don't know what's going to happen. I can't make sure that that money is going to be there for the next 2 years, let alone the next 4 years. And so it just feels like we all have to, you know, kind of bring all the resources in tight and sort of hunker down and protect what we have, because we don't know how long it's going to last, and we don't know if it'll be there in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Right. And, you know, the last term, the orange one only really had the tax bill that he passed. Everything else was executive order and, you know, gave the billionaires a tax break. And so hopefully with our court system and our legal system, we can block a lot of this bad stuff, because basically, State Senator, he's following the Project 2025 playbook to a T.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and he claimed, oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know right. what that is. Well, you know, his right hand guys are the ones who wrote it. But yeah, I mean, I asked our researcher, nonpartisan researcher, to ferret out all the education issues in there. And so that I can, you know, have that front and center, because that's the playbook for education. And, you know, anything that's DEI, anything that has to do with transgender, any of those things. And you see already in Minnesota schools that are taking down posters in their schools that, you know,
Black Lives Matter.
That send a really good message about their schools, you know. And it starts there. And I know schools are nervous. Our school boards are made up of a wide variety of people, and it will start to show which are the ones that are, you know, that have that agenda to take things apart.
And it's only a few people, what I've noticed. I've seen some news reports. There's not like a crying out, get these posters out of here. There's just a few people that think they're empowered now because the orange one's in. And do you remember, you were in the education system when you became a representative, and then I believe into the Senate too.
Yeah.
I remember when he was first voted in, I was teaching an ELL class, English Learners class, second language class, and half my class disappeared the day he was elected. Yeah. Never came back.
Yeah. Yeah. So You know, when people say, how do we prepare for this? It's basically looking out for each other and being kind to each other and recognizing there's going to be some very, very vulnerable community members and really hard decisions that need to be made. And I'm just hoping that, you know, the right leaders are in the right place at the right time to make the right decisions.
Well, you know, and our Native Way, we've been talking a lot about that with my other job, and we're talking about taking care of you and your family first before that, and how important that is, whether it's mental health, just checking in. There's a lot of things that we can do in those regards.
Mm-hmm.
The dog agreed. Ho-wa.
She's growling really deep.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes our job really, really difficult. But I think all of us are very tuned into what's happening, keeping each other alert, having a lot of conversations, a lot of meetings about what we are hearing, what we know, doing our best not to pass any misinformation to get people alarmed and freaked out so that, you know, it adds to the trauma of the moment. But, there's just a lot of, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Well, and you deal with the locally issue too. There's a lot of people that you work with in the House and the Senate in that building is that are clueless of what's going on. And that was the big thing, a great thing that the governor said is when they closed down the portal for all those grant funds and money, nobody in Washington in the Trump administration knows what's going on.
Right.
That's how ridiculous it was. And it was great that he called that out.
Yeah. Well, and even though the court said what you just did is illegal, and they're like, oops, we retract it. They retract the memo.
Right.
They did not reopen the access to those grants and dollars. And so, again, doing just what they please. And they've put people into positions that aren't going to challenge him when that's exactly what's supposed to happen. He took out all the OIG's Office of the Inspector Generals in all these different areas, and they have the oversight to make sure that those dollars are used the way they were intended, no waste, fraud, or anything like that. And he's removed them all so that there's nobody watching the purses. And that is super duper scary. I mean, basically he's access to billions upon billions upon billions of dollars to put into what is his priority, and so.
Yeah. And not to mention that, we only got a minute or so left, but we talked back about our education or being educators for years, and he wants to get rid of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Privatize schools now?
Yes. Very much so. I'm sure that is very high on the agenda to, have vouchers and the dollars follow the kids no matter where they are or where they go to school, no matter the income of the family and any of that stuff, draining our public schools. So right. Just being on alert is the best thing that we can be.
Absolutely. And I know the private schools take whoever they want. They don't have to take everyone. And that's going to be an issue when funding is destroyed through public schools. And, we'll leave crumbs for the most needy. And so we have to be diligent and keep talking about the state senator. And I really, really appreciate you coming on tonight and
sure.
Today and talking real sense and real issues. I really appreciate you. And this is our ninth season, and I just want to give you a personal shout out. You've been a huge, huge, huge part of Native Roots Radio.
Great. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to educate and inform and learn from everybody. So appreciate you giving me this opportunity as well.
We'll see you soon. This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh!
My wolf sounded hurt.
Oh. Hopefully not. Hopefully
get something in my foot. Oh! Hey, I want to introduce co-founder of Native Roots Radio, and we're on our ninth season, Wendy Pilot. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years. It started as a little grasshopper, right, when you were little?
I don't remember the first time I with that. I know I've always loved animals. I've always had a really deep connection with
animals.
And
you didn't want to eat meat when you were little,
That's
too.
That's right. Yeah, from a very young age. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were stubborn, and people didn't know that. That was a thing back
when
in
I was
the day.
Older. My mom apologized to me for torturing me. Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. I'm really looking forward to getting started here in 2025 to see what we can get done.
Yeah.
You know, the Humane Society of the United States does things locally, does things nationally, and also worldwide. So
it was a dramatic pause.
It is. I had a little hiccup. Worldwide.
It wasn't spit.
No,
that's good.
Totally not. So in 2024, the Humane Society of the United States took many actions to help animals.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's hear them.
Okay. So they provided services to over 16,200 pets in core communities and sent 440 truckloads of pet food and supplies to 46 states and Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a lot of good work.
Wow.
So like the wildfires in LA, if an area or a state is having a really big problem, they call on the Humane Society of the United States. The Humane Society doesn't just go in there and, you know, take over and start helping animals. They have to be asked to come and work with our, you know, people and help us. I think California has a really good
branch.
I think that they have lots of people there that are doing the work. But if they do need the Humane Society of the United States, they will call on them. You know, and then they go in with their vans and their volunteers and their veterinarians and, you
not,
know.
Not to be confused with the tennis shoe and the skateboard.
What is that?
The Vans.
Oh, right. Vans.
Oh, exactly.
The shoe.
Yeah. So what else do they do? Promoting humane conflict resolution. So more than 130 animal care and control organizations signed with HSUS Wild Neighbors Pledge. The HSUS also tested new translocation techniques for prairie dogs and created a recovery program for vultures in South Africa.
Do prairie dogs bark?
I don't know what they do, but in the area where the prairie dogs were, they had this like a little pandemic, like a prairie dog pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they went in and saved as many prairie dogs.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. If you or someone you know is down for the count with a fever and chills, CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
CDC data suggests this winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at some of the highest levels on record since late 2009, amid that year's swine flu pandemic.
Close to 8% of visits for respiratory illness to outpatient providers reported to the CDC this week were people sick with influenza. The Coast Guard has located the wreckage of a commuter plane on sea ice near Nome, Alaska. KTUU-TV's Tracy Sinclair.
9 people and the pilot were aboard that plane when it went missing yesterday.
Governor Mike Dunleavy says he's heartbroken by the loss of the 10 people on the Bering Air flight. After targeting the Treasury and USAID, President Trump says Elon Musk's team at Doge will review just about every federal agency, including...
He will be looking at education pretty quickly, and he will be looking at military, too.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlot.